good evening. Hi. I'm the new guest. That's right. Just next door. Yes, from England. It is a long way to come. Swam all the way. My arms are really tired. sorry, such a stupid joke. Nice to meet you. Yes, it's lovely to see. I have such a nice neighbour. I mean, it's nice to meet my neighbour so nicely. I've got your mail. That's what this is about. I have your mail here, actually. I assume that this is you. Is this you? You the name on the. Okay, cool. It looks like it's just like freaking circulars and crap. But it would be rude to not, you know. It's a new postman, is it? That would make sense. Yeah. Hey, there you go. New postman, new neighbour. Everything's new. And stuff. Yes. I'm loving the neighborhood so far. I'm just still kind of, you know, getting used to it. But so far it all seems very tickety boo. That's an anachronism. No one actually says tickety boo in England anymore. It's just sort of silly bit of thing. You like it? Well, that's just tickety boo then, isn't it? have your mail, and I'm now giving you your mail, and now you've got your mail. So I guess I'll just sort of, you know, slink off back next door and I got a job here. Not here per se, you know, nearby, yes, I know remote working's a thing, but I prefer a hybrid structure. I like to have the freedom to work from home, but sometimes I just need to get my ass into an office and, you know, get my stuff together, basically. You know, a lot of times I'm very good at working from home. You know, actually the distractions can almost help me get stuff done, in a weird way. It's an ADHD thing, I think. Sometimes I just need to be surrounded by judgmental co-workers to make sure I stay on track. Not that my co-workers are judgmental. They might be judgmental. I don't know. I haven't actually met them yet. Any of them. I haven't started the job technically. I'm starting tomorrow, and I'm getting my bearings. Brand new suit. Linen suit, freshly pressed. Pinstripe. You don't care about my suit. You'd like to see the suit. Okay. That's nice. Maybe I will pop by sometime after work, and you can see the suit with yes, it is a three-piece. How did you know? You didn't know, of course not. No, you just were guessing, hoping. Do I roll up my sleeves? Not of the jacket, no. But I sometimes just the cuff of the shirt. This is thank you. I never really looked at my wrists in that way, myself, but I'm glad you think they're nice. I suppose they are quite nice wrists. You have nice wrists as well, yeah, and very nice hair and eyes and legs and attitude. You're lovely. I'm making a real fool of myself, aren't I? I should probably get some tea into me. That's probably the matter, is that I haven't had enough tea yet. It's sort of like the missing ingredient that God left out of British people, and we need large amounts of it inside our blood system in order to function properly. It's kind of like, I mean, that wasn't the example I was going for, but I suppose stock traders and cocaine is a metaphor one could use, maybe. I don't know. I've never tried cocaine. It seems rather self-defeating, really, when I do so many fair trade things. You know, I get my bananas fair trade and my tea fair trade, and, you know, if you're going to, well, you know, if you're going to do cocaine, you're pretty much undoing all the good in fair trade. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Sorry, I just stammering and going poof. I'm well out of my depth. You're laughing a lot. I hope in a good way. Is this good? I don't want to be, you know, still here dithering on the doorstep when your husband comes to the door, or your roommate who is also your sister. Okay, I mean, that's a totally normal arrangement. I know plenty of people who do that. So no husband, no boyfriend, no girlfriend, no just. Why am I asking? I'm asking because it's interesting information that I am very that's a question. I've just met you, but certainly first impressions would be yes, you are an attractive specimen of the Homo sapiens species. What the fuck am I saying? Sorry. tea. I'm going to go and have some tea. Would you like to have some tea? We could have tea together. I'm asking you for tea. Yes, I am. I'm asking you to come over, and you can see the utter state of my little house, and I will make you just the best cup of tea you've ever had. No, I have a special kettle that kind of undoes the problems your electricity does with electric kettles, so it boils properly. You got that? Tea means a lot to me. You would love to. Okay. Come on then. Come in. It's a pleasure to meet you, my dear.